begin the current daven seven that men base begin the minal begin the tes nevasa begin with the gemara lamer it says in the pasuk lamer leave it I'll call a parasha shibalav. This teaches the whole parasha, even when it says in the positive commandment, is also included in the negative prohibition. It says near the read it fears to the read the hanu davka b'hana dvarim, but that's only regarding things that are in the parasha. The isbu lava abu machal say that at least has a negative prohibition that at least is derivative from positive commandment. And that was saying that's not considered as an asay, but rather as a law. Avashad Ram and everything else in the parasha that doesn't even say a law, but Machal say, loy, that's not going to be included in this lamer to say that as if it has a negative prohibition. Hadloch Kol Shah, we shall return to the second parak of Mitzvah B'Sachem, parak Kol Shah with Taisis.
With that, we begin the third parak, parak Vela Avrin, with Taisis the Mask that begins words of the Mishnah, and these are the things that one violates on Pesach that are included in the Issa of Chametz, and we talk about basically two categories, that of Chametz Naiksha and that of Tarevis. So it says, Taisus, Pesach Kodesh Rashi explains that these things that we say Elu Oivrim means to say that you have to get rid of them, Lavra Alem B'Yamatzah, because else you're going to violate on them the Issa of having Chametz on Pesach, of seeing and finding. Become Riva Medakdim, Lash Oivrim. That's the Riva. He infers from the wording of Oivrim, the Mashma, Oivrim, that you have to get rid of them from the world, which is not to have them, Bal Yor, Bal Yimotz. But says Toys Vein, the Rabbein Tam, this doesn't seem to correct to the Rabbein Tam. Because the Mashma, it sounds like from the Gemara, the Chol Hanach, that all these cases, Marbinum, we include them, Mikol Machmetzes Le Sechelu, that every Machmetzes, not even regular Chametz, these are more inferior, that you can't eat them. And it's learned out va'fil b'chilu have machayv alav the rabbi kara that even to eat them wouldn't be a problem if you didn't include them in pasuk. So mehechet tes about your bali matzah. Where's Rashi and the Rivo getting this from? That it's a problem even to have them on Pesach. Rather than nearly being time, it seems to be in time. The elu oivrin perish ha'oichlin, the ones who eat them. Va'oivrin ha'inim ala shulchan, and to get rid of them means to stay from the table. The labanei mechal neno, which is that you can't eat them. But there is no problem about having these chametz.